Synagogues around the country invited Jews and people of other denominations to attend Jewish religious ceremonies this weekend. The action comes on the first Sabbath after 11 people were killed at a Pittsburgh synagogue. VPR's Baylor Metzger attended a service at Temple Sinai in South Burlington.
It's sundown on Friday night, and over 100 people are packed into synagogue seats. A separating wall at the back of the room is folded open like an accordion, so more chairs could be added. At the front of the temple, 11 candles burn, one for each of the victims killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
So just because we have lost 11 voices that are dear to us, I want us tonight to make up for the voices that we've lost. But let's sing as loud as we can.
Rabbi David Edelson has invited members of all faith communities to attend tonight's service as part of the Show Up for Shabbat movement, a national campaign to show solidarity with the Jewish community.
I wanted people to also experience a Jewish service because that's what part of solidarity is learning how other people do things, and that even when we're different, there's something that unites us.
Edelson says the local Muslim community was one of the first to confirm they'd attend. He invited Tassir Al-Khatib, president of the Islamic Society of Vermont, to speak at the service.
We are here to hold up our brothers and sisters, to look at hatred and say, enough, no more.
Al-Khatib's wife, Deborah, is here with him. She's a retired nurse and used to work with geriatric patients. She says this has been a hard week for her.
I read those names and those ages, and it just thought of my patients, people I've known. I don't even like talking about it. It's just too painful. But we have to talk about it, don't we?
She says being at the synagogue tonight has helped her cope.
You just feel the spirit of the people together. I know everybody here tonight wasn't Jewish, but we were all together, and I think that was the thing that felt wonderful.
Claire Ginger and Trish O'Kane are professors at UVM. They were both raised Catholic, but say standing in solidarity with other religions feels especially important right now.
You know what's going on, but you really don't spend much time thinking about it, so this is more of an opportunity to be aware of and connected to the community building that comes after such a horrible event.
It's the opposite of what's happening on a national level, what's coming out of the president's mouth and other leaders' mouths. So it shows the people are doing something else. No matter what they say, we're coming together.
As the service comes to a close, Rabbi Edelson acknowledges the divisiveness he sees in society. He urges people to continue to come together, but also to go a step further.
May God help us find the ability to talk and to listen to those that we don't want to talk to or listen to. And this week, may we also remember to find the strength to go vote, and to vote, and to keep voting.
Edelson says he hopes that when people visit the polls tomorrow, they vote for candidates who will work to bring peace. For VPR News, I'm Bela Metzger.